The actual expectation is that this year, looking at what is happening, we are looking at an early onset of the rain. But we are putting things together to come out with the actual date. So maybe that might come out by Thursday or Friday. But it's happening now is that we are anticipating an early onset which will go for the country. But what actually is happening is that temperatures are building up and the sea surface temperatures are also getting warmer. So it is showing a positive trend towards a good rainy season.
And so what will be the weather pattern like? Are we to expect more torrential rains amidst thunder and lightning?
The torrential rains that we are having is due to, you know, as we are in February, the heating is very intense and then that accumulates into a buildup of more energy. So this energy is now transferred into the wind as the storm comes. So now that we are entering March fine, we'll be having some of the torrential rain. But as we progress into the rainy season, which is April, May, June, the torrential rains will now be going down. The strength of them will be going down because at that period, we are expecting that the sun will now be lesser. The hours will be less for the sun. So we wouldn't be having maximum heating because there will be cloudiness, which will bring the rain in April, May, June.
And so what should farmers expect?
We are expecting good rains this year and an early onset. But the onset, we will come out with the actual date by Thursday, Friday. But we are expecting a good year.
And so what you're trying to say is that farmers should expect a good planting or farming season since the rains will come in good time and in a good or measurable quantity.
The onset is what I'm talking of, that we are working on the day when the rains will actually start over all the sectors. That will be out by Thursday, Friday. But the projection is that we are expecting good rain. What I will only add is that let's be very careful about the storms that come. When we see the storms, let's move away from trees. The trees might go off and then you have problem if you are under them. So avoid standing under trees when the storms are coming. Then flying objects, because the winds will be strong, they will carry some of these flying objects along. So you might be in the way of the flying objects. And then bale ball, because we are expecting the energy to be intense. Storms will come with strong winds, so we should move away from all.
So advice to road users?
Advice to road users is particularly when the rains are coming. The roads are already wet, so at least reduce speed. Life is important, and you can use your fog light when visibility is poor.
And then also, will the rain pattern or the storms affect flights in any way?
In the case of flights, they have a requisite diameter that they look at. The visibility. When the tarmac, they can see more than some length of meters, they are able to move about. But because they are not going to fly as the storms are coming, fine, they at times maybe cancel the flight or move earlier than the storm. So those ones will depend on when the storms build up and the advice that will come from us towards the airline.
Chief Forecaster at the Ghana Meteorological Agency, Kafui Kwashiga, talking to me earlier.
The AMA says it is working feverishly towards reducing floods in Accra this year. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the PRO of the AMA, Numo Blafo, said the silt and some drains in the capital is still ongoing. He, however, appealed to district assemblies and the public to assist in the desilting of drains. Numo Blafo also asked the public to desist from throwing refuse into drains to help reduce flooding as the rains set in. He spoke to Eugenia Isumedusechi.
Early this month, the AMA has set up a committee, actually, that should look at how best we can be prepared for the rains or the upcoming rain. And the committee started work immediately. We've gone to assess most of these waterways. We've made our reports and recommendations, and we've submitted them to the appropriate quarters, expecting a response. So if it comes to preparedness, the AMA is prepared. And you see that just last Friday, there was a statement that was also issued, alerting people in certain communities, if they should have flooding, the alternative actions they should take, or where to go to avoid any calamity.
What are the alternative actions they should take? Can you explain?
Alternative actions they should take. What we're saying is that first, people should begin cleaning or cleansing the drains, that is the minor drains within their communities. They should desist from dumping refuse in them. And also, we identify areas like Latembe Okoshi, Osu, Bubuashi, South Odokom, Kwase, Kolebu, Agbogbloshie, Arena area, and some other few areas that, for example, around Latembe Okoshi, if there should be any problem, then people should head towards the Salvation Army Cluster School. That is those who are nearer to that area, or the Presby Vocational School. And in all, we're looking at people or residents who live around these very areas that we mentioned, like the Town Council Line Park, Bishop Bauer School, all in Latembe Okoshi area. And then the Cable and Violence Park at Bubuashi. We're looking at Wesley Grammar School in South Odoko, and then Bizneza Senior High School at Okwase, then and a few other areas.
Now, we want to find out from you if you have made any attempts to seal major drains like the Odo drainage and other drainage facilities, so that we are having reports that yesterday Circle got flooded.
What happened at Circle can't be called a flooding, because when you have a drain which is supposed to carry water and people have dumped refuse in it and it's choked and the water cannot go, it's a spillover. So you cannot describe what's happened there as flooding. But the Odo drain,
okay,
you will see that since 2015, after that June 3 disaster, so much work is going on there. We are doing the dredging. And then now we are even dredging the Koli Lagoon, because definitely every water that will go through the Odo drain will end up in the Koli Lagoon. So if it doesn't find its way into the ocean, it might reverse, and that will cause a lot of problems within the communities along those areas.